This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Chef Walter Timms is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. Listen carefully because he's about to share the real story behind all those beautiful dishes he turns out every week.
It's a satisfying thing to make something that you know is really good. A garden, a painting, a new patio, a meal. People praise you for what you did. You've been a good boy, a good girl. You created something beautiful, finely crafted, insightful, pleasant, delicious. But if you're honest while you're enjoying the pats on your satisfied back, you do feel somewhat guilty, somewhat undeserving. Why? Because you know the mess and the mistakes and the sloppiness and all the bad things that went wrong while you were trying to produce this wonder. You know how fine the line was between actually getting something finished and throwing it all in the garbage. Anything made, anything that seems orderly and neat and rational and perfect emerges out of mess, mistakes, bad judgment, and chaos. Ask any mother of a nicely dressed 2-year-old. Ask me. Cooking teaches me this every day I go into the kitchen. I turn my back on a pot of gently bubbling sauce and in seconds sniff something wrong. The gentle bubbles have been replaced by a black mass that stinks. I reach for a fresh pile of cilantro for a salsa and it's a fresh pile of Italian parsley. Not the same thing. A fresh hen ready for roasting turns out not to be so fresh, and I don't have another one handy. Nothing is more important than making my deadline, until instead of an onion getting julienned, I chop off the tip of my finger. Blood is more important. So when you lean back in your chair after a wonderful meal in a wonderful restaurant and ask your attentive waitress to give your compliments to the creative chef, also give thanks to the drudge in the back, on his hands and knees in the grease and dirt, digging out the part of your meal that found its way under the stove. He too is part of the perfection.
Walter Timms continues to plow through to cooking perfection, right here in Huntsville, Alabama. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.